Traditionally, broadcasting has been wireless. High frequencies and high bandwidth demand seem to result in a wireless solution. Telephony, though, traditionally was done over cable, resulting in a worldwide network of multiple 64 kilobit per second connections. The evolution does not stop here. Wireless communication, at its best, is wireless telephony. Would you have imagined the large mobile telephone penetration rate we currently have? Countries like Finland have already more people on mobile phones than on fixed phones. Mobile phones do not require an awful lot of bandwidth, but broadcasting still does. Although DVB and DAB standards bring the bandwidth for broadcasting back to manageable proportions, and as such, the scarce spectrum of airwaves can be used more efficiently. But not only the spectrum in the ear benefits from the new forms of transmitting TV and radio. Let's have a look. So far we have had at home a cable television connection bringing in high bandwidth video and sound, typically at VHF or UHF frequencies. And next to that you will have a little socket that connects your phone to the public telephone network. That telephone network has a typical 64 kilobit per second network, but the two copper wires actually are not. By using ADSL modulation techniques, it becomes possible to deliver several megabits per second over the same wires to your home, the same wires that normally carry telephony. And using video and audio compression techniques like MPEG, your phone company will soon offer your TV over its own network, directly competing with the cable network. The main reason it has not happened at large scale yet is the price of the equipment to be installed at both sides of the twisted pair copper wire. But once the cost of investment are not more than, let's say, $100 per line, you can expect your phone company to offer your television and radio service over its telephone network. They should not wait too long, because cable operators are moving fast too. More and more cable operators have started already offering telephony and internet access over their wideband coaxial cables. Where will this all end? Two companies, one with a coaxial cable into your house and the other with a twisted pair into your living room, both offering you telephony, radio, TV and internet connection. And as said before, the airwave spectrum is opening up to telephony rapidly. In the end, you have the choice of receiving your information through three different physical layers: coaxial cable, twisted pair and airwaves. You might understand better now why it does not make sense anymore to hook up every house to a fiber cable as we predicted 10 years ago.